Welcome back to the show. Nick DeGiglio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5 a.m. And Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, and Steve Cochran at 6 on this Tuesday morning. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. You can check us out on Twitter at Nick D Show. And best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Nick D Show. And if you go to our Facebook page right now, you will see all the information for the Cine Youth Festival. The Cine Youth Festival is it's going to feature over 75 films created by Chicagoland students who are 22 years and under. And it also has a red carpet that you can walk, a film challenge, a film pitch session. And it's in its 12th year, and the festival runs this weekend, May 5th through the 7th, and it all takes place at Columbia College. It's in its 12th year, and lots of great stuff happening here. So joining us to talk about this is Rebecca Fons, who is the Cine Youth Festival Director. Rebecca, welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you?
Good, good. And from Broad Green Pictures is Lauren McCarthy, who is also going to be a part of this as well. Hello, Lauren.
Hello. Welcome. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Welcome to the show. Well, Rebecca, let's start with you. Let's talk about how this started. It's been around for 12 years, and it's part of the Chicago Film Festival, correct?
That's right. Yep. The Chicago International Film Festival presents year-round programs. So this is our student and youth film festival. So the Chicago International Film Festival has been around for 52 years. Cine Youth is a little bit younger. We started it because we're really a festival of discovery. We love finding those new voices and those new filmmakers. And so we really wanted to go even younger than the college age or the, you know, late 20s, early 30s filmmakers who are emerging. So we started the Cine Youth Festival to bring those young voices to the big screen and to embrace their work and really encourage them as young artists.
How did the young people get involved? How did these films get made?
Well, it's incredible, actually. I feel like it's easier for young people to make movies than it's ever been before. I think the technology is a lot more accessible. You know, people are making movies on their iPhones and able to edit right at their desktop computers.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, last year, this film called Tangerine was completely shot on iPhone.
Yeah, and at Sundance, and I think it was Academy Award nominated. So I think it's a lot easier to make movies these days. So I think young kids, you know, it's like you used to be able to pick up a paintbrush, and that was pretty easy, or a pen, and write something down, and now you can pick up your phone and make a movie. So I think the barriers to entry are a lot less. So students are making films a lot more, and then the students who really are into it and they want to continue to do it and maybe pursue it for school or career, they start submitting to student film festivals. So they search for things like Cine Youth, and they find those festivals and they submit just like they would for the Chicago International Film Festival, and then, you know, cross their fingers and hope that we program their film and we accept it.
How many films did you have to watch, Lauren?
We watched like over 400 this year, and we accepted 77 total.
Wow. And did they rate? None of them were features, were they?
None of them are features. 15 minutes is our cutoff.
Oh, okay.
So 15 minutes is the longest we have. I think the shortest film we have is like, you know, a minute and a half long or something like that.
Okay, that's great. And so now let me ask you this, Lauren, how did you become involved?
They asked me to be a part of it, and I thought it was such a cool opportunity. I'm from Chicago originally, so I'm just stoked to go back and sort of give back to community and support young filmmakers there.
Now, you're part of Broad Green Pictures, and you've worked on a lot of movies. You're currently overseeing Bad Santa 2?
Yes.
Tell me about that really quickly. The first one just came out of nowhere. It did. I remember the first time I saw it, kind of not believing what I was watching, and then it became like this huge smash. So how is it working on the second one?
Oh, it was amazing. I got a chance to be up in Montreal on set for quite some time. It's an amazing cast. Billy Bob Thornton's returning, Tony Cox is returning, and Kathy Bates is joining as Billy's mom. So it's really exciting. The director, Mark Waters, is super talented. It was a great crew, and I can't wait to check it out.
Yeah, Mark Waters is responsible for Mean Girls, so he gets a pass in my book for everything. That's pretty much how it works. So, Rebecca, tell me about some of the stuff that's happening at the fest. Now, there's going to be over 75 films, and they're broken up into 11 1-hour programs, and they start on Friday at 5 p.m. Tell me about some of the programs that some of the themes and some of the programs that people can see.
Yeah, so we accept all these films, and they're kind of in different genres, like documentaries and experimental and drama. So we, at the programming team, kind of put them together in programs that are themed. So on Friday, we have a program called Freaky Friday, which is at 7 o'clock that night. And it's kind of scary stuff or like dark comedies, kind of like weird experimental stuff. And then we have a program on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. called Kid Tested, Parent Approved, which is, you know, kind of your Saturday morning cartoon stuff. Fun for the whole family and appropriate for the whole family. We have a program called Real Women on Saturday, and that's an hour of films made by young female filmmakers. And we have two programs this year that are all locally made films. So Cine Youth is an international film festival, and we accept films from all over the world. But we get the majority of our films from Chicagoland filmmakers, which we love to show them, and we love to showcase those homegrown voices. So we have a program on Friday at 6 o'clock called Locally Sourced, and then a program on Saturday at 5 o'clock called Check Your Local Listings. So those are 2 hours of like documentaries, some dramas, some personal stories from Chicagoland college-age students as well as high school-age students.
Now, what's the youngest student that you have that submitted a film?
5 years old.
Five.
The filmmaker said, which is crazy.
Five. What's the film like with he or she?
It's actually a family. So what the youngest kid in the group of siblings is five.
Yeah.
From Canada, and it's in that Saturday morning, 11 a.m. showing, and it's animated. It's called Lily Gets a Pet, and it's about a little orange monster that goes to the pet store and picks out a special pet just for her. For herself.
That's really
very
cool.
Cute.
Now, from whereabouts you said you got submissions from around the world, Rebecca. Tell me about some of the places that you got submissions from.
Yeah, we always get so many submissions from the U.S. and we became an international film festival. I want to say like 3 years ago, and we've seen that section of it grow so much. And this year, we received films from and programmed films from Slovenia, Iran, Russia, the Czech Republic. We have films from Canada. We have a film from UK. So it's really incredible. And it's interesting because I, you know, these are students and they're young people, but the things that they're dealing with and kind of the issues that they're tackling through their art is really similar. So even if it's Chicago based high school students or a college student in Russia, they're dealing with kind of the same kind of topics and themes. So it's really interesting how that these films really bring together all of these young people.
And so the programs begin on Friday at 5 o'clock, and they continue through Saturday. And now, are a lot of the filmmakers, a lot of the kids and the younger people who made these films, are they going to be there?
Yeah, our audience is great. It's, you know, families and people that support the films and just our film fans. But so many of the young filmmakers come out. We have our Russian filmmakers flying in. We have a girl from Belgium who's flying in. A filmmaker from California that's coming in, someone from North Carolina. So it's crazy. I mean, I think it's a really big deal for them because, you know, you make a movie and then you like show it to your family on YouTube, like crowded around a computer, and it's not that exciting.
Right.
But they like that they can come to Chicago, and it's, you know, May, and so hopefully we'll have good weather. I don't know. I can't try this weekend, but hopeful, cross my fingers that we have good weather. And so they get to come and make a vacation out of it. So we'll see a lot of those young filmmakers here. And as you said, we have a red carpet that they can walk on and get photos taken. And we have some other opportunities, like you mentioned, our film challenge and our film pitch. So rather than, you know, just sitting and watching movies, we try to get people up off their feet and participating in some of our educational opportunities.
And now all of this is free, correct?
It's all free, 100%.
Okay, and you can get all the information and everything at our Facebook page, and you can also check out chicagofilmfestival.com/CineYouth. That's CineYouth. Rebecca, let me ask you, as the education director, what do you do year round for the Chicago International Film Festival besides working on CineYouth, which I know probably takes up a lot of your time?
But, yeah.
But what does the education director do?
So the film festival has a program called our Education Screenings Program, and every month we bus in Chicago Public School students to free film screenings. So every month, 2 days in a row, so we get about 800 students total. We bring them in from all over the Chicago Public School system to see documentaries and foreign films and short films, essentially movies that they wouldn't see at the movie theater, or they are at the movie theater, but they wouldn't choose to see them. And then we have a discussion afterwards, and we provide them with a study guide that ties in the themes of the film into their curriculum. So it's a huge program, and we reach about 8,000 students year-round, every year, September through April. So that's a big part of it, and we also have something called a Student Film Council, and that's a Chicagoland a high school film club. It's essentially, I say this with all the love of my heart, it's a film geek club. It's like for film nerds.
Yeah.
So it's students that apply, and they have to have a letter of recommendation, and then they get in the Student Film Council, and we spend one night each month going to different film festivals here in the city, or film centers like the Gene Siskel Film Center or Cartemquin Films, just kind of checking out the Chicago film community.
That's great. I wish that program was around when I was in school.
I know, me too, me too.
Because I was the definition, and still am a definition of a film geek. There's no question about it. Well, listen, Rebecca, Lauren, hang on, okay?
Okay.
I want to talk to you guys a little bit more, and I want to talk to Lauren about her participation in the film pitch. And it's really going to be a fun thing and an interesting thing, and it's all part of the Cine Youth Festival, which starts on the 5th with a red carpet and then screenings and all kinds of really cool stuff. And we also have to talk about this film challenge. This is a really amazing thing. In case, you know, you listening right now, you're 22 or under and you want to be a part of this, you can still take the film challenge, and we'll tell you what that's all about, too. That's all coming up right here on WGN. Good morning, everybody. Hi. Welcome back. We are live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Nick DiGilio here, and we are talking with Rebecca Fons, who is the Cine Youth Festival Director, and Lauren McCarthy, who is the Vice President of Creative Affairs at Broad Green Pictures. And we welcome these ladies back to the show. Welcome back.
Hi there. Thank you.
Hey, Lauren. Excuse me. All right, so you are from Chicago, Lauren.
Indeed.
Tell me a little bit about your background here in Chicago and what got you out to Hollywood.
Yeah, absolutely. I was born and raised. I grew up in Arlington Heights. I lived all over the city. And I was actually a graduate of the Second City Conservatory. And I was pretty active in the theater scene when I was out there. Mm. Yeah, fun fact. And then I moved out to L.A. Wasn't exactly sure what I was going to do. I started in a different capacity in the field, working in music, supervision, clearance, and licensing. And I took a chance and switched over, got an assistant job in development, and then here I am today.
Oh, that's outstanding. So you took Second, so I went to Second City too, Lauren.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. It was a great experience, and I've stayed connected to theater for a long time here in the city. I think it's the best theater city in the country, quite frankly.
Oh, I totally agree. I was with the House Theater of Chicago and Red Moon, which no longer exists, sadly, but yeah. great people.
Yeah, I worked with the Factory for many years, and I was AD with them for a while, and I worked with the Hypocrites and some of the others. And I know the House guys real well. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, very cool. So tell me about your participation. Now, you're going to be a part of this pitch meeting, the film pitch.
Indeed.
And tell us what that's all. This is such a cool opportunity and such a great idea. This is going to be on Saturday morning from 10 a.m. to noon and then from 1 to 3. Tell me about it, Lauren.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this. We're going to be hearing pitches from four young filmmakers, and we're going to have a chance to review them and give them some advice and some feedback on both the content and, I think, the delivery of their pitch.
And what tell everybody, for people who might not know, what really is a pitch? Tell people what consists. When people go to a pitch meeting, what happens usually?
Yeah, absolutely. It's usually always a little tiny bit different, which is what makes it fun. But it's just a meeting where someone kind of lays out the groundwork for a movie that they either have written already or are planning to write. And it's more detailed than just reading a script. Sometimes there's visuals, some kind of description of your vision or the way that you're going to tell the story as well.
Mm-hmm. So the four participants in this, how were they chosen?
I can chime in on that.
Okay, Rebecca. Yeah, go ahead. Rebecca, go ahead.
So, the film pitch, it's our new initiative this year. And people had to apply, actually. So our film challenge initiative is like a little bit more for people who are less experienced. Like, they just want to get their hands on a camera.
Yeah.
But the film pitch was for students who, like, have made films, or they, like Lauren said, like, they have something that they're thinking about doing, like a script, or they've started actually working on the project, like they have a work in progress. So it's a chance for them to, as Lauren said, like, present themselves and present their work to a panel of esteemed industry professionals. And so they had to apply, and they had to provide us with a lot of information. If they had clips from previous work, they had to send us their demo reel. If they had a script, they sent us that. If they had, like, a synopsis and a tagline, all that kind of stuff we required. And so we chose just four out of all the people that submitted, because we wanted to be pretty selective. And the four we chose are great. They range in age from 13 to 22. And one of them is from Belgium. Three of them are from Chicagoland, although one of them goes to college out of Illinois now, but he's coming back for the pitch.
Oh.
So they're going to get time to kind of like present themselves, and we've encouraged them to get really creative. And I don't know, somebody said they're bringing like a dummy dressed in a costume. So I don't know. Lauren may have a lot of surprises that day.
And it's encouraged that family and friends and stuff show up and like kind of, you know, like support them.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to keep it pretty professional. Like, we want these students to be, it's an elevator pitch. We want them to take it seriously. But, you know, I think having mom or dad or, like, your fellow producers or colleagues or whatever in the audience is really nice for them to have that support. Or they might be like, mom, dad, get out of here because I'm embarrassed. I don't want you in here. But it is open to the public because it's pretty cool. If you've ever seen a pitch at a film festival or been privy to anything like that, it's really neat to kind of, like, see these creative people present themselves and then hear that feedback from people like Lauren and our other panelists who really know what they're doing, who are in the industry and can provide really like educated responses and professional responses.
Now, Lauren, as a creative director, do you have any advice on in general on someone giving a pitch?
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of twofold. You know, like I think a film is the convergence of art and commerce. So first and foremost is honing the story that you're telling and the voice and vision that you want to use to tell the story. And then on the commerce side, I would say making sure that you have advocates and mentors and that you're out networking so that you're kind of presenting these things through the proper channels and also that you ultimately know what your audience is, what you're going for, because you, in the end, want to have people come see the movie.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good. Now, what ultimately is going to happen after the pitch, Rebecca? What's going to happen to these four filmmakers? Are they going to get connections or win anything?
Yeah. Well, so, you know, we'd like to say everyone's a winner, but there will be an ultimate winner for the film pitch. So the panelists, after the four students present, will have a private deliberation, and they'll choose the winning film and the winning pitch. And then that filmmaker will receive $250 from the Chicago International Film Festival to help support their project that they're pitching. They'll also receive an actual physical award. And then if the film still fits within the guidelines of CineU, so 15 minutes or less, they have an automatic programming spot in CineU 2017, which will be next May. And then also they're able to, we sent them like laurels so they, you know, they can promote that they participated in the pitch, that they were selected. And they all get a fancy letter of recommendation from me if they want to include that in, like, college applications and things like that.
That's
because
great.
I think it takes a lot of guts to, like, put yourself in front
Absolutely.
Of an audience and
Absolutely.
Talk about something you're working on. So we're really going to try to support them all the way through.
That's really great.
The project.
That's great. Again, I wish this was around when I was younger.
so,
Rebecca.
We'll raise our age.
Yeah, can you raise it up to 50? Is that a possibility? Okay. All right, Lauren and Rebecca, hang on, okay?
Okay.
We're going to take
Absolutely.
A quick break here. And we'll take a quick break here for the news. And when we come back, we'll talk more about the festival. There's one more thing that we need to talk about. We'll tell you a little bit more in terms of details of what's going on. And you can get all the information on our Facebook page and ChicagoFilmFestival.com/CineYouth. Cine, C-I-N-E, youth. All right? We'll take a quick break here on 720 WGN. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And it's 312-981-7200 is the phone number. You can also check us out on Twitter at Nick D Show. Facebook.com/Nick D Show is the best way to stay connected. I've been talking with Rebecca Fons, who is the Cine Youth Festival Director, and Lauren McCarthy is the Vice President of Creative Affairs at Broad Green Pictures. Cine Youth is a festival that's happening this weekend, May 5th through the 7th, at Columbia College, now in its 12th year. It's going to feature over 75 films created by Chicagoland students 22 years and under. It features a red carpet that you can walk, a film challenge, and a film pitch. We've been talking about some of that stuff. We want to talk about the film challenge a little bit here. Rebecca, tell me about this film challenge. This is now, it's pretty much full, but if people want to try to get into this, if they send like an email maybe right now, they might be able to get in, might?
Yes. Just for your listeners only, we'll extend our deadline just a little bit.
Okay.
So the film challenge, we've done this before at Cine Youth, and it's essentially students, again, 22 and under, get to make a film in one day, less than one day, actually 8 hours.
Man.
So it's real crazy, but they get to collaborate and they get to do it all under the thrill of that deadline. So on Saturday, May 7th, starting at 9 a.m., students arrive at Columbia College Chicago. They get put into teams, their age-appropriate teams. So if you're 7, you're with 7-year-olds. If you're 20, you're with 20-year-olds. And they work in teams to develop and then shoot 1 to 2 minute-long films. And then they take a break at noon, and we fill in the pizza, and then they go and edit from 1 to 4 o'clock. So it's really, really short. And then at the awards ceremony at Cine Youth on Saturday, May 7th at 6:30 p.m., that's kind of our conclusion of the whole festival.
Yeah.
At the awards ceremony, we show those finished films. So they're like literally hot off the computer presses.
That's
it's
amazing.
Really fun because the filmmakers are seeing them, and it's a packed house. And they work so hard in this really short amount of time, and they come up with just like the craziest, funniest, most creative ways to make the time work for them.
Well, Rebecca, give me an example. You said you've done this before. What are some of the craziest ones and some of the best ones that you've seen in the challenge?
Yeah, last year there was a really young group of kids, and I was a little worried. I mean, not to, I love the young filmmakers, but at the beginning of their development portion, they were like, oh, we're going to have a unicorn, and oh, we're going to have all these horses. Yeah, and then explosions will come out of the sky. And I was like, oh no, like these kids have got to focus up. They have like 2 more hours before they have to be, taking a break and then editing. So I was a little worried. And then when we watched the films, theirs was the best by far. And they actually, in the editing room, found special effects and figured out how to do them. I mean, these kids, they did not have a lot of experience, and they did have a unicorn, and they did have explosions in the sky. I mean, it was incredible, and I was like laughing. I had to compose myself because we show these films, and then the lights come back up, and I had to keep like giving awards and like and being this like professional person.
Right.
And I was just laughing. They were so psyched to see it on the big screen.
Yeah.
And they all get certificates of merit, and we put it up online so they can download it and share their friends. And a number of those kids who participated last year are participating this year. So I am super excited to see what they.
Oh, that's so cool. That's outstanding. And it's in less than 8 hours they have to put a film together. Now, obviously, the equipment and stuff, that's all provided by Columbia, correct?
Yeah. Yep. It's all provided by Columbia. And each group has 2 adult mentors. So each group has a teaching artist who is a professional here in the city, and then also has a Columbia College Chicago student who's there to kind of help with gear. So truly, if you're, if you've got a 10-year-old kid who just wants to have fun on the Saturday for free and they've never used a camera, no worries. There's people there to help them. And we provide lunch for free, too. So you could drop off your kid in the morning and go have a good day. And do something pretty amazing.
That's great. That is so cool. Man, this whole thing, this whole weekend just sounds fantastic. Lauren, this is your first year participating?
It is. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you, as a Chicagoan now, you're in California, how much Chicago talent do you see out there? Are there, like, a lot of Chicagoans out there working or smaller groups or anything like that?
Oh, there's tons of people. I mean, I have a huge actor friend group, all from Chicago, tons of working people. And my fiance, actually, although he's originally from Flint, he's a Second City alum. He was in ETC, the ETC stage. So there's tons of Chicagoans out here in film and actors and all over the place.
This city now is like turning into the TV capital of the world at this point. I mean,
right.
Dick Wolf has turned this city into a network. it's insane. I mean, like, I have a lot of actor friends, and they're all working because of Dick Wolf.
I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's really great.
I keep saying that, there's Chicago Med and Chicago PD. There's going to be, like, Chicago Grocery Store.
Oh, yeah.
Chicago Coffee Shop, like, all of these, like, hard-hitting dramas about, like, all of the facets of Chicago.
That's really great.
Now, they should make one about Portillo's, right?
That's yeah, like, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rebecca, you've been doing this for a while. Have you followed along with some of the kids that you've worked with, or the younger people that you worked with over the years? Have they gone into the industry? Have they become successful? Have you followed their work?
Yeah, so many of them, actually. I was just working on the opening night script for this Thursday. I was working on that today at work, and I was kind of like crunching some numbers. And I realized that so many of the filmmakers that we've had at Cine Youth are now, they've aged out of Cine Youth. They can't submit anymore. And they're in college and they're doing their thing. And there's a really good example. This young guy, Cody Packer, he had a film in Cine Youth probably like 5 years ago. And it was a documentary and he won an award. And he was from New Zealand. And so it's kind of this like, where did this submission come from? It was totally random. And he came to Cine Youth from New Zealand as like a young guy, met with the head of Columbia College Chicago's Cinema Art and Science program, who also happens to be from New Zealand, moved to Chicago to go to Columbia College Chicago, and now he's working for FCB here in Chicago, which is a post-production, commercial house. And it's incredible. I mean, he's 20, he can drink beer now, and he has a job. It's crazy. So and I knew him when, It's pretty cool to see them, these students go off to college, and there's a young girl who won an award years ago who's at Yale now, it's pretty awesome. I mean, it makes me feel a little old when I see them getting older.
Sure.
But it makes me really happy to see that they're following their passion, and we'd like to think Cine Youth has a little bit of something to do with that, just because we're really giving them a platform to be themselves and be the artists that they are.
Okay. And Lauren, tell me a little bit about what's going on at Broad Green Pictures.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So Broad Green is a film studio that was formed about 2 years ago by Gabriel and Daniel Hammond. So this year, coming out July 13th, we have a movie called The Infiltrator, starring Bryan Cranston, John Leguizamo, and Benjamin Bratt. It's based on a true story about an FBI agent that takes down the largest drug cartel in the world. And we're really excited about that. Mm-hmm. And then later in the year, we have Bad Santa 2 coming out in November. So we have a lot happening over at Broad Green.
That's great. That's really great. And Rebecca, when does opening night actually begin and those festivities?
Opening night is this Thursday, May 5th. It starts at 6 p.m. We're doing a screening of an animated film called Nocturna, the Chicago premiere of that film. And we follow that up with a big reception with hot dogs and cotton candy and all that. Our opening night right now is sold out. It's a free event, but it's at capacity. But there is a wait list. So if people are interested in taking a chance and still trying to come, we'd love to have them. So they can go to chicagofilmfestival.com/CineYouth, and all the details are there. And then Cine Youth continues through Friday and concludes on Saturday with our award ceremony at 6:30 p.m.
Okay. How much sleep have you gotten recently, Rebecca?
Very, very little. Very little. And I actually was just in Seattle this past weekend for a big youth film festival there. So I was on a red-eye flight Monday morning. But it's okay. This is how we do it in festival world. You run on fumes and then you're really, really happy when it's all done.
Yeah, so Monday you'll probably sleep for 15 hours.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen.
The kids keep me young. They keep me going.
That's cool. And Lauren, when do you get to town?
I get there Thursday. Okay. So I'll be there Thursday through Saturday.
So you'll be able to meet some friends and family and stuff again?
Yeah, I'm going to see my mom, my brothers, and I'm going to see all the house theater folks. So, I'll be around.
Well, have fun and welcome back home, Lauren.
Thank you so much. Look forward to it.
Thanks, all right. Rebecca, so much fun talking to you. Congratulations on all of this. It just sounds like a fantastic weekend, an incredible program, and I wish you all the luck in the world and have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks so much, Nick.
Okay, Rebecca, take care. There you go. That's Lauren McCarthy and Rebecca Fons. And the festival begins. It's the Cine Youth Festival. It's over 75 films created by Chicagoland students. They're 22 years and under. It's split up into a bunch of different programs, one-hour-long programs and screenings that are free to the public. It's at Columbia College downtown. And everything is free, and so you should be a part of it. And it's May 5th through the 7th this weekend in its 12th year at Columbia College. You can check out chicagofilmfestival.com/CineYouth. That's CineYouth, CineYouth. But we have it all linked up on our Facebook page conveniently for you. So check it out there, facebook.com/NickDShow.